Park City Council Member Liza Simpson says the public asked for more time to sift through the newly revised general plan before it's set in stone. So beginning again in January and continuing through the end of February, the public has ample opportunity to see through the finalization of the city's most important document that will guide it through the next decade or two.
The general plan as it stands now will stay on the web for public to look through and make comments on. We'll start with a joint City Council Planning Commission meeting that'll be on an odd night because it'll be a special meeting. Planning Commission has two dates tentatively scheduled for regular meetings during January, and the task force or group will figure out what the best way is to get two meetings for the Planning Commission to adjust. Just address the general plan and nothing more. Our hope is then that we will come together for another joint meeting the beginning of February, and City Council will have two meetings to consider it. There will be public input taken at all of those meetings.
The plan has taken several years to form. Now that it's in its final stages, the public is showing up, which, says Simpson, is to be expected.
You know, we do try and reach out to citizens pretty aggressively, and in talking with Thomas Eddington, our planning director who's worked on multiple general plans in his career, as well as Matt Dias, our new assistant city manager, who finished the general plan in his previous community just maybe 6 or 8 months ago, in talking to both of them, this is what happens when you do a general plan. You get to the end of it, and that's when people show up, and that's when people comment. It's nice to know we're normal. Sure, we would have loved that input earlier on, but this is fine. We'll get it done.
Simpson says over the next several months between staff, City Council, Planning Commission, and a Citizens Committee, they'll solidify the plan, not revamp what they've already done. She says this general plan has been formulated in a unique way.
Part of what has been so much work with this is that we've really tackled it in a different way than general plans have been formulated in the past. We started with the citywide visioning. That's where we started. Then we had a citizens committee, you know, to start formulating the plan and what it should be, so that the bones of this general plan really came from the community, and that's not the way they usually work. They came from our community vision.
One of the challenges going forward is that they have three new planning commissioners coming on board, plus a fourth who hasn't yet been named.
It is our hope that they will spend the time between now and that first meeting when they're seated going through the general plan. We're going to have Thomas Eddington and Mark Harrington, I think, sit down with the new planning commissioners and give them kind of an overview, if they don't have it already, of what the general plan's supposed to do so that as they're reading through it, they can add their thoughts.
That's Park City City Council member Liza Simpson. City Council has one final meeting of the year coming up this Thursday. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.